Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalu Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister appeals for concerted effort from public to oppose reimposition of protected area regime. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds India's startup ecosystem, highlights surge in startup registrations in Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi salutes members of Constituent Assembly in framing constitution. And Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal begins. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio today called for a collective voice from the public and tribal bodies to oppose the reimposition of protected area regime. He highlighted that the state cabinet had recently decided to appeal for a review of the decision, emphasizing that Nagaland is currently in a peaceful state. Mr. Rio said this while addressing the Angami Baptist Church Council, ABCC, quinquennial conference at Kohima. The Chief Minister said he had previously raised the issue at a donor meeting in the presence of the Union Home Minister, who did not provide a response. He contended that Nagaland's record of having the lowest crime rate, being the safest state for women, and receiving lakhs of tourists could be adversely affected, urging for a united opposition against the decision. Chief Minister Nipyu Rio has remarked that in today's society, opinions and rumors can spread quickly through social media, fueled by the widespread use of mobile phones. Mr. Rio addressed a recent rumor about his health, which claimed that he was suffering from an incurable illness, causing concern among many. Speaking at the ABCC Krodi Kyahu in Kohima today, the Chief Minister reassured the public, stating that by the grace of God and with the prayers of the people, he is in good health and continuing to fulfill his duties. He expressed his deep gratitude for the concern shown by the community. The Chief Minister also thanked his cabinet colleagues for their unwavering support, ensuring effective governance. Mr. Rio further expressed his appreciation to the citizens of the state, urging them to continue praying for all leaders. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the growth of India's startup ecosystem, specifically noting the significant rise in startup registrations in Nagaland. In his first Mann Ki Baat address for this year today, he highlighted that in Nagaland, the startup registration has increased by more than 200% last year.
हमारे देश में जितने स्टार्टअप्स 9 साल में बने हैं उनमें से आधे से ज्यादा टियर 2 और टियर 3 शहरों से हैं यानी हमारा स्टार्टअप कल्चर बड़े शहरों तक ही सीमित नहीं है नागालैंड जैसे राज्य में पिछले साल स्टार्टअप्स के रजिस्ट्रेशन में 200% से अधिक की वृद्धि हुई है.
The Prime Minister commended the thriving startup ecosystem, particularly in smaller cities, and mentioned key sectors such as waste management, non-renewable energy, biotechnology and logistics where most startups have emerged. Emphasizing the role of women, Mr. Modi said more than half of the startups in smaller cities were led by daughters of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his greetings in advance for the 75th anniversary of Republic Day, saying that this year's celebration is particularly special as it marks 75 years of the Constitution coming into force. Mr. Modi saluted the members of Constituent Assembly who contributed in framing the Constitution. He remembered Baba Saheb Ambedkar, Dr. Rajendra Prasad and Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee, saying that citizens must take inspiration from thoughts of these great leaders.
मैं चुनाव आयोग का भी धन्यवाद दूंगा जिसने समय समय पर हमारी मतदान प्रक्रिया को आधुनिक बनाया है मजबूत किया है आयोग ने जन शक्ति को और शक्ति देने के लिए तकनीकी शक्ति का उपयोग किया मैं चुनाव आयोग को निष्पक्ष चुनाव के उनके कमिटमेंट के लिए बधाई देता हूं.
The Prime Minister also highlighted the importance of National Voters Day, which will be celebrated on 25th January. Mr. Modi said, Constitution makers have accorded a very important place to the Election Commission in the Constitution and to the people's participation in democracy. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Addressing the nation in the 118th episode of his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today, Mr. Modi commended the nation's recent achievements in the space sector, lauding the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly, The Prime Minister called it a significant step towards self-reliance. He also applauded the space docking of satellites. Mr. Modi extended his best wishes to scientists, innovators, and young entrepreneurs on behalf of the entire nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke on the various aspects of Mahakumbh 2025 during his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat. He said it is an extraordinary confluence of equality and harmony. More from our correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the Kumbh celebrates the festival of unity and diversity and people congregate on the sands of the Sangam. On the participation of youth in the Kumbh, Mr. Modi said, when the young generation connects with its civilization with pride, its roots become stronger. He said, this time, the country is witnessing the digital footprints of the Kumbh on such a large scale and this global popularity of the Kumbh is a matter of pride for every Indian. Devotees and pilgrims in Mahakumbh Nagar are also listening to Akashvani's Kumbhvani News Bulletin live from the public address system. The channel will continue to broadcast news and other programs till 26th of February. Anand Kumar, Akashvani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
Employees Provident Fund Organization has simplified the online process of updating member profiles. The members, whose universal account number has already been validated through Aadhaar, can update their profile with name, date of birth, gender, nationality, father or mother's name, date of joining and date of leaving themselves without the requirement of uploading any document. Labour and Employment Ministry said this revision will immediately benefit around 3.9 lakh members whose requests are pending at various stages. Only in certain cases where the universal account number was obtained before 1st October 2017, the updation would require certification of the employer. A temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has commenced after a three-hour delay, facilitating a critical step towards de-escalation in the ongoing conflict. Israel has confirmed receiving from Hamas the names of the three captives to be freed on the first day of the implementation of the agreement. The ceasefire's first phase, lasting 6 weeks, includes partial Israeli troop withdrawals, increased humanitarian aid, and the prisoner exchange. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio has extended greetings to the Kimengan community on Khao Zausie Hoka. In a social media post, he said, the festival marks the end of agricultural activities and is a time of rest and thanksgiving for a bountiful harvest. Mr. Rio wished that the celebrations would bring continued prosperity. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister appeals for concerted effort from public to oppose reimposition of protected area regime. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauds India's startup ecosystem, highlights surge in startup registrations in Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi salutes members of Constituent Assembly in framing constitution. And Israel-Hamas ceasefire deal begins. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.